Title: Sub and Kick Balance for Pirate Radio Energy Beginner. Alright, let's dial in that Pirate Radio drum and bass low end. Loud, solid, slightly rude but still controlled. The goal is simple: make the kick and the sub feel like one engine, not two separate things fighting for space. When it's right, you get that rolling bass pressure and a kick that you can literally count through the mix. We're doing this in Ableton Live using stock devices, and we'll keep it beginner-friendly and repeatable. First, set your tempo to drum and bass territory, 170 to 175 BPM. Let's pick 174. Build a basic backbone pattern. Kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. Keep it simple for now, because we're training our ears on the low-end relationship. Now, before anything gets exciting, turn down your master. Seriously, aim for your master peak to sit around minus 6 dB while you build. Pirate energy is controlled loudness later, not accidental clipping now. On the master, drop a spectrum device so you can see what's happening down low. And if you want a safety net, you can put a limiter on the master temporarily, but treat it like a seatbelt, not the engine. If it's constantly working, you're mixing too hot. Cool. Step 1. Pick a kick that actually works with a rolling sub. What we want is a kick with a clear transient, the initial smack, and a controlled low tail. Not an 808 that rings forever and eats the whole bottom end. Load a kick sample into Sampler. Put it in one-shot mode and make sure warp is off for one-shots. Add a tiny fade-out in Sampler if you get clicks. That little detail saves you from mystery pops later. Now shape it with the EQ8. If the kick is too subby, high-pass it gently. A good starting range is 25 to 35 Hz with a 24 dB per octave slope. You're not trying to thin it out, you're just removing useless rumble that steals headroom. If the kick feels boxy or like it's coming out of a cardboard tube, dip a bit around 200 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a wide curve. And if it needs that tick to read through the bass and the snare, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz, like 1 to 3 dB, can help. Then add drum bus on the kick. Drum bus is basically a cheat code for drum and bass punch. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Keep boom off at first, because we're going to let the sub own the true low end. Then bring up transient, maybe plus 5 to plus 20, until the kick feels like it's got knuckles. If it gets fizzy or papery on top, use damp to tame it. Teacher note: if you're constantly decking and processing a kick just to make it work, consider a better kick sample. Sample choice is half the mix. Step 2. Build a clean, stable sub. Create a MIDI track and load operator. This is a perfect beginner sub tool. Set oscillator to a sine wave, or a very gentle triangle if you want to hear more harmonics. Keep the algorithm simple, just oscillator A, no FM. Set voices to 1 so it's mono. Now the amp envelope. Attack, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay, roughly 300 to 800 milliseconds depending on your rhythm. Sustain depends on the vibe. If you want plucky notes, bring sustain down toward minus infinity. If you want a more sustained roll, keep sustain around minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds, just enough to avoid clicks, but not so long that it smears into the next note. Write a classic rolling sub pattern. Think off beats and ties so it feels like it's pushing forward. Notes around F, F sharp, and G are super common roots in DNB. You don't need a complex melody yet. You want consistent pressure. Put EQ8 on the sub and low pass it around 120 to 200 Hz. We are keeping the sub pure. If you hear a honky or hollow note, you might do a tiny dip around 80 to 120 Hz, but only if it actually needs it. Then add utility on the sub and set width to 0%. True sub stays mono. Always, if your sub is wide, it might sound cool in headphones, but it will collapse on mono systems and feel weaker in clubs. Step 3. Decide who owns the deepest lows. Here's the rule of thumb for this style: the sub usually owns 40 to 60 Hz. The kick speaks with attack and upper low punch more like 60 to 120 Hz plus a bit of click to cut. A quick method is to choose a target sub note. If your tune is an F, your sub fundamental is around 43.65 Hz. F sharp is about 46.25. G is about 49. Now put spectrum on the kick track and look at the lowest strong peak. If your kick's deepest energy is sitting right on top of your sub fundamental, they're going to fight. That's when you get flab, weird pumping, and low end that disappears depending on the note. Fix it with one of three beginner-friendly moves. Option A, high pass the kick a bit more, like 30 to 45 Hz, so the sub stays king. Option B, pick a different kick with less sub tail. Option C, shorten the kick tail in Sampler. You can crop the sample, adjust the end, or use fading so it stops stepping on the sub. And here's a big coach tip. Time is your main EQ in the low end. Most beginner clashes aren't really frequency problems. They're overlap problems. If two sounds happen at the same time in the same region, no amount of EQ will make it feel as clean as simply giving them space. Step 4. Sidechain the sub to the kick. This is the pirate pump, but we're keeping it musical. On the sub track, add Ableton's compressor. Turn on sidechain, and set Audino from to the kick track. PostFX is fine as a starting point. Start with ratio at 4 to 1. Attack around 2 to 10 milliseconds. That little bit of attack time lets the sub keep some natural movement without getting chopped instantly. Release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Faster release is tighter and more aggressive. Slower release is more obvious pump. Lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on each kick hit. Now listen carefully. If your sub feels like it vanishes between kicks, you're overducking or your release is too long. If the kick still feels buried, duck a bit more, or shorten the sub envelope so it's not constantly leaning on the kick. Extra trick if you want separation without heavy pumping, the micro gap trick. Nudge your sub MIDI notes slightly later, like 5 to 15 milliseconds to the right. A slash be it, that tiny timing offset can keep the kick transient super clean with less sidechain and less audible breathing. It's subtle, but it's powerful. Step 5. Do a beginner safe phase check. Low end can randomly disappear because of phase relationships. You don't need deep science to catch the obvious problems. First, do a mono check. On the master, temporarily add utility and set width to 0%. If the low end collapses hard, something down there isn't agreeing in mono. Next, try polarity inversion. Put utility on the kick or the sub, and invert phase on both left and right. Choose the setting that gives you more solid low end. If it changes nothing, perfect, move on. Step 6. Build a low-end bus so you control kick and sub together. Group the kick and sub tracks. Name the group LOWEND. On the LOWEND group, add EQ8 for a tiny cleanup if needed. Sometimes a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz removes mud that builds up when kick and sub combine. Don't go hunting for problems, only fix what you actually hear. Then add glue compressor, very gently. Attack around 3 ms, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not for loudness, it's for cohesion. Optionally add a limiter at the end of the group as safety, with a ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. If that limiter is constantly slamming, don't turn it up. Turn your tracks down. That's how you keep your low end punchy instead of squashed. Now let's talk gain staging targets that keep that pirate energy available later. These aren't laws, but they're great training wheels. Kick channel peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS. Sub channel peaks around minus 12 to minus 8. LOWEND group peaks around minus 8 to minus 6. This leaves you room later for saturation, clipping, and limiting once the balance is already correct. Step 7. Arrange for pirate energy, because it's not just mixing. Contrast is what makes big feel big. Try a 16-bar idea. Bars 1 to 8. Drums and sub. Not much top end. Bar 9, a small pause, like a quarter beat or half beat of silence. Then at the drop, kick and sub slam back in, and add a noisy ride or a shuffled hat loop. That little moment of absence makes the return feel huge even if the meters barely change. That's the pirate rinse trick. Impact through contrast. You can also add subtle movement. Put auto filter on the sub with a low pass around 140 to 200 Hz and automate the cutoff just a tiny amount between sections, like 10 to 20 Hz. Keep it subtle, the sub should still feel stable. If you want the bassline to be more readable on phones without turning up 40 Hz, make a subtop layer. Duplicate your sub MIDI track, high pass it around 120 to 180 Hz, add saturator to generate harmonics. Keep it mono with utility at 0% width, and blend it quietly. It's not for weight, it's for translation. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. First, kick and sub both trying to be the sub. Two sub sources equals flab and headroom death. Second, sidechain too extreme. If you're ducking 10 to 12 dB, the groove often turns hollow unless you're intentionally going for a stop-start effect. Third, stereo sub. It will sound impressive until it doesn't. Fourth, mixing too loud too early. Clipping hides problems. Then later you remove the clipping and everything falls apart. Fifth, overwrecking instead of choosing better samples. A better kick solves most of the work instantly. Here are two quick relationship meters that make decisions obvious. Put spectrum on the LOWEND group sometimes, not just on individual tracks. You want a stable hill around the sub fundamental, not random spikes every hit. And do a low volume check. Turn your monitors way down. If the groove still pushes at low volume, your kick transient and your bass harmonics are doing their job. If it becomes a vague thud, you need more definition. Often that's a touch more 80 to 120 Hz on the kick for punch, or a bit more 2 to 5 Khz for click, or a subtle harmonic layer on the bass. Mini practice. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Build an 8-bar loop at 174. Tick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, rolling sub on off beats. Then make two versions of the sidechain. Version A, about 3 dB of ducking. Version B, about 7 dB of ducking. Export both and slash B them. Which one feels more pirate radio while still groovy? Which one keeps the bass present between kicks? Do a mono check and see which holds up better. To wrap it up, here's the core recipe. Pick a kick that has attack and punch, not an endless sub tail. Keep the sub clean and mono. Operator plus utility is an instant win. The side rolls. Sub owns 40 to 68Z. Kick speaks above it. Use sidechain compression for consistent impact and space, but don't overdo it. Group them into a LOWEND bus for gentle glue and protection. And remember, arrangement contrast makes the low end feel bigger than any plugin. If you tell me your track key and what style of kick you're using, punchy acoustic, 909-ish, or distorted, I can suggest a starting sub-note range, where to aim the kick's punch, and a sidechain release time that tends to lock perfectly to that groove.